The Gemara says on the top of Daf Chavez, "Amar Alftan Rabbanim and Amar Yomar Ha'Eved Atche Yomer VeYishne." The Eved is only nirtzeh if he says it twice. That the whole Amir that he has to say has to be said twice. If he only says it once, then there is no din of a ritzia. Rav Chanan over here in Kavitcher brings down a beautiful chat that he heard from his Rebbe Reb Chaim, who heard it from the Maral Diskin, Mishul Leib Diskin, who said like this. He said, "We find in Parshas Veschanan that Moshe Rabbeinu begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu to allow him to go into Eretz Yisrael and not to die in the Midbar." And what exactly was his tefillah? So the Medrash over there speaks out that he said the following to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said that you called me an Evan, right? Moshe Rabbeinu is called Avdi Moshe. You called me an Evan, by an Evan the din is that he could be nirtzev as a hafti asadani as ishri vezbanai. So Moshe Rabbeinu says he said that tiny. He says a hafti asadani. I like my asadani. I love my master, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is ishti. I love the Torah, vezbanai, which is Klal Yisrael, Eitzel Chavshi. I don't want to go Chavshi, I don't want to become Chavshi min HaMitzvahs, I don't want to die, I want to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. That was the powerful tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu that should stop him from dying to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. So that's all the Medrash says. The question is, so what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response in that? Why was that tefillah not in the Skabel? So Zok Demaral Diskin, he says, that's chat in the next Pasuk. The Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to him and told him, Rav Lach al Toysev Dabar Eli Oid B'Dabar Ezeh. Don't say another word about this, don't say anything else. And then he was a Mekabel's tefillah. So what's the meaning of Rav Lach al Toysev Dabar Eli? So Zok Demaral Diskin, that's based on this Gemara. It's true that Moshe Rabbeinu said one time, Ahavti Yisrael Adonai Yisrael Vezbanai, but the Gemara says that Shema Vishnu, you have to say it twice. He would have said it another time, then he would have won with that tefillah, with that taina. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Rav Lach, it's enough. I don't want to do this. I'll tell you Dabar Eli, Abba Dabar Zed. Don't say another word. Don't repeat it, because if you repeat it, Kivyachol, I'll be forced into giving in to your taina. That's why he wants to let him shot in the psukim over there based on this Gemara. But the Lachar, it's a Gemara Gechidish, because even though we say, Shema Vishnu, that doesn't mean that the Adon is forced to go ahead with Ritzia. That means that in order to have Ritzia, you have to be Yom Rav Yishne. But Lachar, it's still up to the Adon at that point. It sounds like he's understanding that once he's Yom Rav Yishne, the Adon is locked in and he has to do it. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to tell him Rav Lach Al Taisef. So it sounds like the Adon has to be Ritzia Baal Karcha, which is a Chiddush. The Pasha says it's up to the Adon, but it would be Masha from him that the Ritzia is done Baal Karcha. And the Ritaka Sama Chayim would say that the Eved could force the Adon to be Ritzia Baal Karcha if he wants the Ritzia to take place. To my dear friends, Ayave Tara, Velaim De Tara, Di B'chol Asar Va'Asar. This is Pinchas Gross speaking. I've been privileged to be the Rav of Kehilas Der Chaim for close to 9 years. Der Chaim is a unique Kehila of Bnei Aliyah who are always pushing themselves to grow further in their Tara and their Avedis Hashem. We just started construction in our much-needed building, and we're having a matching campaign to raise the funds needed to complete this project. It would mean a lot to me if you'd be able to contribute to this campaign. In this schus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should reward you with bracha v'atzlacha and gashmus and ruchnius, chol tov sela and aksiva v'chasima toiva lanu ulechol Yisrael. Please go to tinyurl.com/Rabbi Gross. Thank you very much.